You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Dawn asks, I'm in a health and wellness network marketing company. Should I be leading with the product or should I be leading with the opportunity? And so if you've been following me for any length of time, you know that there are two ways to build your business, and that's prospecting and then there's marketing. Now, prospecting is active. That is, you're reaching out to an individual. It could be online, offline, cold market, people you don't know, warm market, people you do know, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, grocery market, networking meeting, whatever. It could be anywhere, right? But it's you initiating a conversation with an individual, and through email, through text, through phone, through face-to-face. That's prospecting. Marketing is where you're doing something you hope an unnamed individual reacts or responds to. So marketing is me posting a Facebook status update, and I hope someone reacts or responds to it. I hope someone sees it, maybe private messages me or whatever. Maybe it's a blog post, maybe it's a video, maybe it's a Facebook Live, maybe it's an ad, maybe it's a drop card I throw on the floor or I shove in a book and put it at the bookstore. So marketing is passive. You hope that, sure hope someone reacts or responds to this, but you don't know exactly who. So when it comes to marketing, if you're in a health and wellness network marketing company, well, what should you talk about? Should you talk about making money? Should you talk about health and wellness? And what I would suggest against is don't look for what works, because the truth is anything works if done consistently. If you charge down a path of I'm going to talk about network marketing, I'm going to talk about the skills to build a business, you'll build a following. If you keep down that path and you stay congruent with that path, you will build a following. Same thing with health and wellness, with more leaning toward the product. If you want to talk about losing weight, if you want to talk about feeling great or whatever, having better beautiful skin or the best things to do for your hair or making candles, right? Whatever. But my suggestion is twofold. One, stay congruent in your marketing, because marketing is on purpose. So, prospecting can be random, right? When I was actively building my network marketing business and I was at a restaurant and I ran into a waiter waitress that was like awesome, like great energy, just super cool and great attitude. Well, it's not like I would ask her, okay, do you fit this criteria? Because that's the only kind of people I market to. No, I wouldn't ask that. I would just say, hey, I know you're working here. I don't want to interrupt you, but hey, I got this thing I'd love to chat with you about. If you give me your information, let's see if you can make some extra money on the side or something along those lines. So prospecting can be random. Prospecting, I don't disagree with the 3-foot rule. I just disagree that it's the only way. Right. I don't think that's the only way to build a business, but I don't disagree with it. I mean, if you're in front of someone, they're awesome, got good energy, good attitude. Why wouldn't you tell them about your business or your product or et cetera and so forth? Marketing is on purpose. It's by design. And so the worst thing you can do around marketing. So, a lot of times people run a, they're in a health and wellness business and they have like a blog and, one post is about the, ORAC level of Himalayan blueberries and the next one's on making money from Craigslist. Well, that's incongruent. It doesn't line up. And so no one will follow someone. I mean, let's face it, you're not the Huffington Post. You're an individual. And so if you're seen as talking about multiple things, then you'll just be the authority of none of those things. So if you talk about the ORAC score of Himalayan blueberries and making money from Craigslist, then you're just not going to be seen as an authority in either of those scenarios. And so my suggestion is, in your marketing, be congruent. And so the question might be, well, should I talk about health and wellness, or should I talk about making money? What do you want to talk about, right? It's up to you. So instead of what worked, because pretty much anything works if done consistently, ask, what do you want? What do you want to talk about? What fires you up? If you get fired up talking about ab exercises to get those, six-pack abs, then rock it out. If you get fired up talking about business and communication and sales and marketing, then rock that out. And so the important thing to do is don't be confused by other people that are making their thing work. And I've seen this happen when people go to a network marketing convention and, you know, someone crosses the stage and says, I just market to college kids. And then, you know, people are like, oh man, I need to do that. I'm not even hitting college kids. Well, that might be your niche. It might not be. But you don't, you know, just because you're aware of someone else making something work doesn't mean you have to do it. So stand in your lane of who do you want to become the authority of when it comes to your marketing. Now, prospecting, it depends. It depends. If I become aware, if I'm in a skincare business and I become aware that someone is purchasing skincare products and they're, you know, someone that I know and they're inferior, then I might bring up, hey, you know what, you're getting that jojoba and you might want to get my jujube and because this is paraben free, right, or whatever. So if I have advanced knowledge and advanced intelligence of their purchasing habits or their interest levels, then I may lead with the product. If I have no clue about, you know, anything to do with them and it's cold market, I would probably tend to lean on the opportunity because I'm going to assume that most people would like to make some extra money. So I might say something like, hey, I'm just curious, would you be at all open to a side project if it didn't interfere with what you're currently doing? That's if I don't know anything about them. And that's a pretty safe line, I think. And you know, and then you take the conversation from there. And so that would be hopefully that's answering your, you know, multiple points around that. But the thing is, don't go on Facebook and one thing talk about the seven fruits you should avoid for nighttime sugar cravings, and then the next one on, you know, how to make $1,000 using the internet. Those are two very different things. And you can transition people. You can transition people, and I'll tell you real quickly how to do that. So let's say that you're running a health and wellness Facebook page or blog or YouTube channel or whatever. There's something that, I don't know the technical term for it, but I kind of call it like the candy wrapper, right? So, there's a wrapper, right? There's a candy wrapper. I was telling my buddy and client Todd this the other day, but there's a candy wrapper. And, you know, kind of says Snickers really satisfies, yummy, peanutty, nougat, blah, 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 caramel. And so there's the wrapper, and then there's the, you know, whatever's on the inside. Okay. To stay congruent with your marketing, make sure the wrapper is congruent. And so the wrapper is the title of your Facebook Live. It's the title of your blog post. It's the, those kind of things. Now, might I do, if I'm in health and wellness again, might I do a Facebook Live that says, hey, the, you know, four foods to avoid if you want to live to the age of 100, okay? And I do this Facebook Live, and I'm like, here's the four foods, definitely avoid pork rinds, and definitely avoid whatever else, right? Gluten, I guess, you know, and so I label these things out. Might I, at the end of that video, or the end of that blog, or the end of that live, or whatever, might I say, hey, by the way, if you love health and wellness, and you did you know you can actually make an extra income from home part-time, if you're like me and a health and wellness just nut, then feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to chat with you. So did I put in the wrapper, right? Did I say four foods to avoid if you want to live to 100 and a way to make money? I wouldn't put that on the wrapper. If my category of marketing is health and wellness, then you ain't going to get it from the wrapper because the wrapper shouldn't offend anyone, all right? The wrapper shouldn't offend anyone that is following me for a congruent line of business. But inside the wrapper, those who consume the information, that consume the candy bar, might I say, have a call to action at the very end that says, hey, by the way, if you love health and wellness like I do, did you know there's a way to make money part-time in health and wellness? Love to share with you if you're interested. Hit me up if you'd like to. Okay, that's how you can transition. Now, if the wrapper, if you got, you know, 15 videos that are all health and wellness, have more energy, look younger, get six-pack abs, and then I got one that says how to make money, it just doesn't sit right. And so your audience is like, oh, I thought they were more about health and wellness, not making money. And vice versa. If I'm like, you know, how to talk to strangers, how to prospect your friends and family, how to close more using an effective presentation, and the best protein powder on the planet. Well, the best protein powder on the planet, people are going to be like, I thought he was like a business guy. And so I can turn people off that way. So, helpful? Hope so.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.